Let's return to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good Sunday morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local, 50,000 watts of political talk all across New England. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. We're joined by honorary state committee member Ed McGrath, chairman of the Framingham Republican Town Committee as well. We're talking about the upcoming caucuses, which are on this coming Saturday, April 30th. Doors open at 9 a.m. all across Massachusetts. Go to massgop.com to find out where your caucus location is going to be. Remember to bring your Massachusetts ID or driver's license. Doors open at 9 a.m. The caucus starts promptly at 10 a.m., and you will be deciding who gets to be the delegate to select the next president of the United States. So, Ed, a lot of exciting times. It should be interesting to see. We were talking right before the break. I think there's going to be a broker convention because I think that, you know, some people in the GOP ranks don't want Donald Trump to be the next president. I think if Donald Trump gets enough delegates or close to delegates, it could be interesting to see what happens. I think the only reason John Kasich is staying in the race or even a Ted Cruz at this point is because they're praying for a broker convention. What are your guys' thoughts?
Well, I think you're looking at two considerably different positions. John Kasich is running to probably be a vice presidential candidate. Ted Cruz is looking for the second ballot to be elected president or the nominee. So,
but I think Kasich is upsetting the Donald by staying in. I don't think Donald's going to choose him as the vice president.
Well, I don't know. Trump is the deal maker. He could actually literally seal the deal for Trump and, by moving his delegates over.
You know, people use the phrase brokered convention. I think a better phrase would be contested convention.
There you go.
I've looked at it as a game of 21. And if you're playing 21 and you don't get to 21, you don't win the game.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
In this situation, the game is 1,237.
Yeah, it's 1,237 is the game.
1,237 is the magic number.
1,235, you don't win the game. And you can't change the rules halfway through the game
right, to
make it a game of 19.
But let's just say that the Donald comes in at, 1,200 or even a little less, say 1,150. Pretty close. The people have spoken. A lot of people have elected him.
But not enough.
But not enough. But more than anybody else. And I know that that's not an automatic, go to the...
You're running to be a delegate.
I am.
What would your process be if you're the delegate? I mean, that's why it's important for people to go to these caucuses and vote, because that argument will be made. I find that a relatively persuasive argument.
Yeah.
Other people might not. Other people might say a particular candidate can't win in November, or a particular candidate will hurt us down ticket. I am not going to support that particular candidate.
Well, you're
hey guys,
let's
add another voice to this conversation, because we're joined on the phone by Massachusetts State Committee, GOP State Committee member Marty Lamb. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Great to get you talking about this subject and to talk to you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Good thing coming up next Saturday, the GOP caucus. Wanted to get you on to get your thoughts about what's going on and kind of promote the event. So tell us a little bit about it.
As I'm listening to what you're talking about, I tend to agree on the contested convention as opposed to the brokered convention that, I think a brokered convention would be a complete disaster. The contested, Trump doesn't come in with the magic number. It's a matter of going to the people that are there and looking at who was voted, and hopefully working things out, making the deal work and closing on the deal, because the integrity of the vote in the states, to me, is very important, what the people wanted. And a lot of people, as I'm watching the news over the past few months and the commentaries and the people on the street, they keep saying, but we live in a democracy. Shouldn't every vote count? Well, we don't live in a democracy. It's a representative republic, as you're well aware, and we vote representatives to go represent us, whether it's in Congress, the State House, or at the convention. And we need to look at the people we're voting for. Again, Kerry, you're running. You know, when you're speaking before the vote, you know, you and others, who are you going to be talking about? What will happen on the second, the third, the fourth ballot if it goes to that? I think is important to people going to the caucus.
Well, right now,
and I'm not putting you on the spot now.
No, but
that's the discussion that will need to be done on Saturday.
Yeah, I have mostly made up my mind as to what I will do. At least on the first ballot, my mind will be either Trump or Kasich, and probably Trump because I'm really, you know, aiming to run as a Trump delegate.
Yep.
On the second ballot, unless there's something significantly changed, I'm still going to vote for Donald Trump. And maybe even the third ballot, and maybe the fourth. And that's right now my intention, because he will have received, if not 1,237, pretty close, more than the others.
Right.
And significantly more than the others. That's the thing.
And the integrity of the vote of the people.
Your
thing. You want to support and represent what the people voted for, and I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Marty, what are you hearing from your district about the upcoming caucus? I mean, your district's caucus is going to be held in Natick at the Elks Club on Speen Street, what are you hearing?
Part of it. Part of the district.
Because, oh, that's right. You're,
at least the state Senate district also covers portions of the 4th, which is the caucus will be in North Attleboro at the middle school. I'm hearing a lot of support. A lot of people are questioning, gee, what is the process? What's it all about? Where is it? How do I go? And any registered Republican who was registered as a Republican before this past February 10th is eligible to go to the caucus and is eligible to vote in the caucus or run to be a delegate at the caucus.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exercise in party politics that most people have never seen, that may be more interesting this year than any year before.
And, Marty, that's a great point, and I'd just like to point out that if you cannot make it to the caucus, there is a way that you can register on the website to run as a delegate. That's how transparent and open the Mass GOP is trying to make this process.
But realistically, Ed, if you register to run as a delegate and you're not there, don't you have to have somebody, first of all, nominate you and second you and enough people to elect you over the people that show up?
Absolutely.
Showing up is a big deal for me.
Absolutely, right. Terry. Yeah, it'd be very hard to do it, but it is a way to give people a chance to participate, even if they can't be there.
Yeah,
that's good to know, Ed, because I wasn't aware of that part. But like Terry's saying, if somebody's sitting there at the caucus and you want to hear the whatever limited time each person has to speak, the little stump speech, it's great to have them there.
I want to get your guys' expert opinion. We're talking with Ed McGrath and Marty Lamb. Explain how many delegates are going and also explain the alternate process as well, if you could, please.
Well, it's a little... I'm not sure how much time you have for this as far as the allocation.
About 4 minutes, yeah.
About 4 minutes, well.
It's an elevator speech, Marty.
I can give a little brief overview. The caucuses, not every delegate will be elected. Some will be elected later at the state committee meeting. The caucuses, each congressional district will be electing 3 delegates to go to the national convention. And they're broken down percentage-wise. And I spoke to people that were on the allocation committee, the true percentage of who won that congressional district, and Trump, in most of them, getting two slots, Kasich getting two, actually, in the 7th, and Cruz Rubio splitting the rest, Kasich obviously splitting two. And those are the people, there'll be 3 delegates and 3 alternates elected at each of these caucuses. And they are bound by law to vote for the person who that slot represents. For example, Trump in the 5th for 2, Kasich in the 5th district for 1 slot on the first ballot. On the second ballot, they're not bound by law to do anything, and that's the importance. You know, what we were just discussing, Terry, you know, who would you vote for in the second, the third, et cetera?
Well, I've already said I'd stick with Trump. Again, what I think will happen, even if he doesn't reach 1237, he will have reached a majority of that, and I'm really going with the majority of the people who voted for him
and
as a representative.
Who said by far he won. You know, and that's, again, I think important, not somebody going, and this is my personal opinion, you know, please don't take it as anything else, that somebody else running the delegate that says, you know, and I want to make sure that, you know, that never Trump, never Cruz, and I'm going to vote for Paul Ryan.
And that's fair.
That's fair.
After the first ballot.
Right. But I want to know who that person is, because I want to vote for somebody that will... You know, again, my personal opinion, that will withhold the integrity of the vote of the state.
Now, one thing I want to do is a public service announcement, and you don't hear a lot of conversation about it, but I remember back in 2012 when after somebody was elected as a delegate to go to the convention, came up to me after and said, well, you know, when do I get my plane tickets and my hotel reservations? And I go, well, hold the phone, because...
When you go buy them, pal.
Yeah, call one of the Expedia websites or something, because it's your dime there, folks. So if Terry is successful in being elected as a delegate to go to Cleveland, Terry's paying the hotel bill and the freight, and, you know, and we want Terry to come back from Cleveland, so he's going to have to buy a round-trip ticket, so... Keep in mind, if you want to run as a delegate and be part of history, you're doing it on your dime, though, as well, too.
And, well, it's actually it's a lot of dimes. It's I would say the minimum, and this is assuming you go by yourself, is probably $2,000, and that's probably...
I've been hearing estimates of $2,500 and more, yeah. Including transportation, hotel, meals. You know, there's not a buffet at the convention. You're buying your own food. Everything.
And you know everything is going to be overpriced because of
and
demand.
The hotels for our delegation won't be across the street from the convention center like when Mitt Romney was the nominee. You know, I've heard from sources, Ron Coffin said, you know, expect to be an hour out of the city at best, you know, and busing in. So, and even then it's going to be overpriced.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going to be inflated. So we just got another minute or two left with Marty Lamb and Ed McGrath. Marty, anything anybody needs to know that we haven't covered?
Well, I think the important thing is the website, massgop.com/caucus, has the information as far as where the caucuses are for each district. It is called for 10 o'clock, but that's when the doors close and it starts. Or doors open at 9. People should show up by 9, if not before, to wait in line, because I expect these to be mobbed. And also, you need a Massachusetts picture ID. Your U.S. passport alone doesn't work. You're proving residency in Massachusetts as well as identity. And they will be checking, if you haven't pre-registered on that site, they will be checking the voter records to make sure you are a registered Republican in the district and registered in time.
Yeah, so the other thing, if you live in Ashland, but you moved there a few months ago from another town, and, you know, so there's a chance that your license and where you are registered to vote may not coincide, and I would think they'd turn you away.
Oh, yeah.
I would think so, too.
They'll be turning you away.
Yeah, they're checking residency and identity.
Yes.
And voting record.
Any last words, Mr. McGrath?
It's a chance to participate in our democracy. Don't waste it. We don't get it that often.
Yeah, it's about as direct as
right.
You can get.
And don't complain if you don't get who you want if you're not there.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's Marty Lamb, Ed McGrath. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on the other side.